Perris had climbed up into a willow to spy the land. She called down to Dwink and Formol.
Oh, corks and caterpillars, just wait until you see what Skipper's bringing to tea. Oh, you'll never believe this.
The otter chieftain had his captive on a tight lead, urging her along with his javelin tip. Skipper tied the sling end to a branch, tethering the hedgehog. He showed Dwink the blowpipe and a small pouch of darts, which he had taken from her.
This is our stinging bee. A right nasty little piece of work, if you ask me.
Perris stared pityingly at the old creature.
That sling is too tight about her neck.
She approached the captive in a friendly manner.
Let's loosen it a bit, shall we?
Formol was just in time to pull Perris back as the hedgehog leapt at her, exposing a mouthful of filthy snaggled teeth in a vicious snarl.
Foolish ones, you'll soon be dead, you'll see. Release blood apis now, or die.
Skipper leant on his javelin, ignoring the creature's threats.
Blood apis, eh? That's an odd sort of name.
She gagged as she stretched the tethering sling, trying to grab at the otter with dirt-encrusted claws.
Stream dug, I am Blood Apis, queen of the wild sweet gatherers. You will die the death of a thousand stings if you do not let me go, you see.
Dwink whispered to Perris.
Did you hear that? The wild sweet gatherers. That's part of the clue. I think we should question her.
The young squiddle addressed Blood Apis sternly.
Listen, ma'am. You don't frighten us one little bit, and you're not in a position to kill any beast right now. So you can stop all that spitting and snarling and answer a few questions.
Blood Apis went into a dance of rage.
You trespass on my land! Hold me prisoner! Queen of all bees does not answer questions, you see, until I have your eyes stung out. Blood Apis will make you plead for death, you see.
Dwink drew back, surprised at the savagery of her outburst. Skipper winked at him knowingly.
She's trying to scare you, mate. Leave this to me. We can be pretty scary in a scaring bout. Watch this.
He smiled mockingly at Blood Apis.
Oi there, Gaddy. I reckon your mouth needs washing out, ye naughty little pincushion.
This seemed to drive Blood Apis berserk. She threw herself about, spitting and foaming at her mouth, as she hurled invective on the heads of her captors.
You see, I will make you scream for mercy. My bees will fly down your ears and sting your brains, down your mouth and sting your guts. Blood Apis will turn your body into slobbering lumps of agony, you see, you see?